Welcome to the Essentially You podcast, where we explore the science of happiness and well-being to help coaches and coaching leaders bring out the best in themselves and those they serve. If you're looking for new approaches to serve your clients or looking to create a culture of positivity and well-being in your organization, join me, Mark Mathia, on a journey of discovery and inspiration. Hi, friends. Coach Mark here. Dwayne Wade, the NBA champion, world champion, actually, basketball player, he said this. He said, believe in yourself and the rest will fall in place. Why is it? Why is it then, as a coach and coaching leader, I find so many up-and-coming managers struggling with things like imposter syndrome, fear, and lack of self-confidence? Basically, the type of belief Dwayne is talking about. I did some research on this because I wanted to know more, and I found a study from Brigham Young University that showed that about 70% of people have suffered from this syndrome at one time or another. And the syndrome, officially, has four main components. Two that I would say cause the last two. Okay, the first two are people-pleasing. When you are designed, you just want to please people. And perfectionism, where I'm a maximizer, so I get this, where you want your outcome to be perfect. And if they're not, if you're not pleasing people, if it's not perfection, it leads to two other parts of the four-part equation, paralysis and procrastination. And friends, let me tell you this. If you're stuck in people-pleasing routine or perfectionism routine, you will start to slow down and that paralysis will set in and you'll start to procrastinate. And both paralysis and procrastination will not let you capture momentum. And without momentum, friends, we are not going to be the leaders we could be. By the way, I am talking about people who are bright and gifted leaders. They might be a little bit immature in their leadership skills. Maybe they just accepted a job, but they're bright and talented people. And I will tell you this, the world needs them, needs you, friends, at your very best. So as in so much as coaching can help, let's dive a little bit deeper into this syndrome and answer the question, maybe even once and for all, in how, from a coach's perspective, we can become competent and confident managers. Now, first, let me give you an example. Okay, and right now, actually, I have in my hand a $20 bill. And if you'd be so kind, just raise your hand wherever you're at if you would like me to give you that $20 bill. Okay, now, you put your hand down now. Okay, now, I'm taking that $20 bill and I'm crushing it, okay? I'm wadding it up and now I'm rolling it in my hands and now I'm pounding it on the desk. Okay. I'm really, really wrapped it up. Okay. Question. Who wants this $20 bill? I'll give it to you. Who wants it? Same hands go up? Yeah, I thought so. Okay. But let me do something else. Let me do something. I'm unraveling. I'm taking the corner of that $20 bill. I just ripped it. Okay. Now I'm wadding it up again. Who wants it still? You see, every hand that went up at the beginning just went up again. Why? Because that $20 bill, even though it was beaten, crushed, pounded on, and ripped, still has a value of $20. Why is it that that's so clear that we could do all of that to that $20 bill, but the first failure we as managers hit, or the first time we try to go for something and be perfect and don't make it, we feel like we lose value? We do not. So that's a little soundtrack that I want you to know, is that you are always as valuable as you are. Okay, now let's get to this, because what we're talking about is self-confidence, and so I need to define it. I define self-confidence this way. This is the Mark version, by the way. Okay, self-confidence is the belief in you, your ability to accomplish your goals, to overcome challenges, maintain momentum through setbacks and failures. Basically, be gritty, right? And every manager can learn to have self-confidence by understanding a simple formula. And here's where we're going to get really deep into it. And I came up with a simple formula at Disney the other day as I was in the Tower of Terror ride. And I was thinking about confidence. And then I saw the equation, Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared, which unlocked some of the secrets to the universe, perhaps one of the most complicated formulas known to man. And yet, I would say confidence is that complicated as well. So I've created a new formula for you, and you might want to write this down. It's C equals MC squared. That's right, friends. Confidence equals motivation times character and competency. That's the C squared. Motivation times character and competency. Let me break this down. First, motivation. In order to overcome the imposter syndrome, you have to be self-motivated. So if anything is getting in the way of your motivation, that's a problem. You have to manage that. And then you have to figure out, what does it take to help you become more self-motivated? As a hiring manager, I typically won't hire someone who I don't feel is self-motivated. Because here's the trick about motivation. It can't come from external. I can put a carrot on a stick and tie it, and you could chase that carrot. It's only going to go so long. It doesn't work. What needs to happen is you need to have that inner drive to really go out and exceed. That self-motivation is critical. And in our equation, it is too. What does that mean? Let me give it to you a little bit clear. That motivation helps you push, helps you work hard, do the hard things it takes for you to advance. It helps you go through adventures or step outside of your comfort zone, because all your growth are going to happen outside of that comfort zone. And it's going to help you understand that you need to do what others will not do. So in leadership in life, you need to learn what others will not learn. You need to do what others will not do. You need to be bigger than that. So we need to push. We need to get out of our comfort zone into adventure. And we need to do what others will not do. That's the motivation factor kind of broken down. Now let's get into the C squared. Character. So important. Do you know your values, your living values, and do you live them? Know your values, know why they're your values, and then you need to act consistently within your values. Over time, you'll notice the difference. And then you have to manage your reactions to failure so that you don't step outside of your value zone. So you have to kind of manage your emotions around your values. Okay, so you need to know your values, you need to live your values, and you need to manage your emotions as it pertains to those so that you don't overreact or underreact, but that you're acting consistently. To me, that's character. And then competency. Oh my gosh, it's so important. We always leave this off in most equations, but not in the confidence equation. You need to know your stuff. You need to be the best at what you're tied, whatever your job function. I don't care if you are washing dishes at Pizza Hut, of which I did. You need to be the best dishwasher in the hut, okay? So you need to know your stuff. And then once you get there, you need to know a little bit more. So learn more. Learn that next role. And then you need to crush right things. You just need to crush things. Do your best. Do your best. Keep making the right actions to get things done. That makes you a competent leader. Now, this confident formula is like taking this crushed $20 bill, investing it in yourself with 100% return every day. Now, that is why it's so important to think about your confidence as a leadership tool or a coaching tool so that you can continue to get better and better and better. Now, here's three practical confidence adjustments you could make today to help get you prepared. Number one, like the NBA greats like Dwayne Wade, Michael Jordan, all the greats, Shaquille O'Neal, you need to practice. You need to practice harder than the next person, and then you need to learn more once you've perfected your craft, okay? So practice and learn more. The base of confidence is going to be your willingness to practice and learn more. Number two, we need to adjust the way our mind talk is. We need to adjust our soundtracks. We need to upgrade them. So sometimes you need better inputs so that you get better outputs. So really think about what you're thinking. Ask if it's really real and make the necessary adjustments. And finally, number three, I will tell you that the key to all of this, Dwayne Wade, Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, whoever it is partnerships. You need to be the kind of manager that shares the glory. Give everything that you've learned to that other person. Help them be the best that they can be. And when we all do that together, friends, I'm telling you right now, we will have the confidence we need to win at work and win in life. And when failure kicks us in the butt, we'll be able to get right back up and keep at it. So, friends, I hope you enjoyed the equation. Remember, C, confidence, equals MC squared, okay? C equals MC squared, motivation times character and competency. If you can remember this simple thing, you too can overcome the imposter syndrome and step into the fullness of your work so that you can love your life, you can rock your work, and we can all be better together. Okay, until next time, I'm cheering for you. And now it's your turn to get out there and thrive in life. If you've liked what you've learned, would you consider subscribing to this podcast and leaving a review? I'd really appreciate it. And if you have anything you would like addressed, you can reach out to me, Mark Mathia, at mark@markmathia.com. And until next week, I'm cheering for you.